A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all people, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us, for the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. In the English musical, Oliver, there is a song entitled Food. Oliver and the other children in the orphanage sing this song with the refrain, "Food, glorious food," as they imagine delicious food, food for which they yearn as they eat the gruel, which is their daily fare. Our first reading from Isaiah brings forth the image of the mountain where we shall meet God, where we will have rich, juicy food and choice wines. Glorious food, which will satisfy our hunger and our desires. After we imagine this wonderful mountain where we are satisfied in every way, with God even wiping the tears from our eyes, we read in the Gospel about the multiplication of the loaves and fish. Jesus looks at the crowd, many of whom he has just cured. They are hungry and tired. He is moved with pity for them and tells his apostles to feed them so they will not collapse on their way home. With only a few loaves of bread and fish, Jesus feeds the crowds. It is shortly after this miracle that Jesus tells the people he is the bread of life, that whoever eats his flesh and drinks his blood will have life everlasting. We know that food is necessary for life. If we do not eat, we will starve to death. We need food to sustain life and to give us energy to live out our lives. And we need food to grow. It is easy to take food for granted when it is readily available. It is possible to become so familiar with receiving Eucharist that it is possible to take this gift for granted as well. Perhaps today is a good time to reflect on who Eucharist is and what Eucharist does for us. It is our food for this journey, sustaining our life of faith, strengthening us for the challenges we shall encounter, transforming us into Jesus. It's almost as though we don't have to climb the mountain to encounter our merciful God. The mountain has come to us. Food, glorious food. Dear generous God, we thank you for this sacred banquet you have provided for us. You ask that we may grow in our gratitude and love for your gift, the bread of life. Grant that this food heal us, strengthen us, and transform us into Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen.